Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So we're reading from 8th Canto, chapter 17, text number 9. Vishvaya Vishvabhavanastiti Samyamaya. Svairam Grihita Purushakti Gunaya Bhumne.
Svairam Grihita Purushakti Gunaya Bhumne.
Vastaya Shashvadupa Brimhita Purnabodha. Vyapati tatma tamase haraye namaste. Vishvaya,
Vishvaya,
unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
who is actually the entire universe. Vishva,
Vishva,
the universe.
Universe.
Bhavana,
Bhavana,
creation.
Creation.
Stiti,
Stiti,
maintenance.
Maintenance.
Samyamaya,
Samyamaya,
and annihilation.
Annihilation.
Svairam,
Svairam,
fully independent.
Fully independent.
Grihita,
Grihita,
taking in hand.
Taking in hand.
Puru,
Puru,
completely.
Completely.
Shakti Gunaya,
Shakti Gunaya,
controlling the three modes of material nature.
Controlling the three modes of material nature.
Bhumne,
Bhumne,
the Supreme Great.
The Supreme Great.
Supreme Great, we can say this?
Yeah,
the Supreme Great. Zvastaya,
Zvastaya,
who is always situated in his original form.
Always situated in his original form.
Sashvat,
Sashvat,
eternally.
Eternally.
Upa Brimhita,
Upa Brimhita,
achieved.
Achieved.
Purna,
Purna,
complete.
Complete.
Bhoda,
Bhoda,
knowledge.
Knowledge.
Vyapadita,
Vyapadita,
completely vanquished.
Completely.
Atma Tamase,
Atma Tamase,
the illusory energy of your Lordship.
The illusory energy of your Lordship.
Haraye,
Haraye,
unto the Supreme Lord.
Unto the Supreme Lord.
We could have Hari, Supreme Lord Hari. Namaste.
Namaste.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My Lord, you are the all-pervading universal form, the fully independent creator, maintainer, and destroyer of this universe. Although you encourage your energy in matter, your energy in matter, you are always situated in your original form and never fall from that position, for your knowledge is infallible and always suitable to any situation. You are never bewildered by illusion. Oh my Lord, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you. These are the prayers of Aditi when the Supreme Lord appeared to her after she had performed successfully the Payavrata on the vow of milk. Purport. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila 2.117, it is said, Siddhanta Boliya Chite Nakara Alasa Iha Aita Krishna Lage Sudrida Manasa. Understand? No?
Actually, yeah.
Because there is no translation. Sometimes Prabhupada quotes some verse and is not put in the translation. Anyone trying to become fully Krishna conscious must know the Lord's glories as far as they are possible to understand. That's what we were speaking this, no? Yesterday. Achintya is always there. When I was younger, I remember I was always asking so many questions. I want to understand everything, all the tattva, Vaishnava tattva. And one day my spiritual master told me, he looked me in the eye and said, listen, wait a minute, you have to understand something. This Jiva Goswami explained to us, this achintya is there at every step in our philosophy. So you will never be able to understand everything with your brain. You have always to keep some place for achintya, means inconceivable. You know the point. Otherwise, you are not in the philosophy of Mahaprabhu, which is achintya virabhiratta. So as far as possible, one should try. Here Aditi hints at these glories. The universe is nothing but the external potency of the Lord. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.4. Mayatatam idam sarvam. Whatever we see in this universe is but an expansion of the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as the sunshine and heat all over the universe are expansion of the sun. When one surrenders into the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he surpasses the influence of the illusory energy. For the Supreme Lord, being fully wise and being situated in the heart of everyone, especially in the heart of the devotee, gives one intelligence by which one is sure never to fall into illusion. So this is Prabhupada's purport. Here is only verses from Bhagavad Gita. Devi shaguna mayi mama maya duratyaya. And then, Adami buddhi yogam tam minaman upayam chite. Om agyanati mirandasya gyanam janam shalakaya chakshurun miritam yenatas mesigurave chitanya manobhistam stapitam inabhutade svayam rupa garamahyam darati zapadam tika namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishna ya krishna chitanya namne guradhyase Ananda, oh sorry, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanshakalpa Taruyascha, Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha, Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayati girim yat kripam tamaham vandasi guru dinatananam. So this is about surrendering into the Supreme Lord. Here Aditi is offering prayers of surrender. There are the three different kinds of prayer. And one of these kinds is a prayer of humility, expressing our humility, prayers of surrender, and prayers of intense desire to attain perfection. So, this is a prayer of surrender, or taking shelter of the Lord. Aditi is offering her prayer. Glorifying the Lord. I mean, she is mainly glorifying Krishna. This is more prayer of glorification. But Prabhupada is here used this as when one surrenders into the Supreme Lord, he surpasses the influence of the illusory energy. So the illusory energy is the obstacle in this world, illusion. And we go beyond illusion by surrendering. Devi yasya guna mayi mama maya duratyaya. There's a great obstacle, no? She's very powerful. No? Isn't she powerful?
Yeah.
So powerful. She can catch and she can control anybody. But if we surrender to Krishna, what Krishna say? What is the end of the verse? No, this is the other verse. Devi esha gunamayi mamamaya durantyaya.
Mami
vaye
prapadyante,
that those
who
surrender
to me can cross over.
Mami vaye prapadyante, mayamitam, if you see those who surrender to me, they easily cross over that influence. So we have to learn how to take shelter of Krishna and to surrender into Krishna. This is how we will become. We will be able to go beyond the material energy, no? By surrendering. Surrendering, this is important. Material energy is so powerful. No? So powerful. We are victim of the material energy every day, even devotees. I've seen in my life sad condition of Vaishnava community nowadays. Practicing devotional service, but they cannot practice. Because as soon as they try to focus on Krishna, pew, mind goes. No? Maya catch the mind and cannot focus on Krishna. Nowadays many devotees I've seen, while chanting their rounds, they're using their phones. Mind catched by Maya. There is time for everything. At least in Prabhupada's time, they were more protected. There was not so much computer.
Yeah.
There was no computer, no phones, no this. But they had the Bhagavatam, paper, book, and the Japamala. Safer situation. Nowadays we have so much
Maya downloads.
Yeah. So much things have appeared, no? And the mind of the people has become more captured. This is why preaching is more difficult nowadays.
Yes. Yeah.
Because once I went to the university, I remember like 2 years ago, I had not been preaching for some time, was engaged in some other service, maybe during 1 year, and then I went. And I arrived to the university and I found all the students, they were like this. All looking their mobile phone. And I tried to say, hey. They were just hiding their head, oh, who's that? Again, diving into how we call this?
Diving into the illusion of virtual reality.
Yeah, not there is a word for this. Anyway, illusory world. And so we have to learn how to focus. I have seen also when we are chanting holy name, no, in Union Square, very difficult. It's very difficult because so many people are passing by, you know, coming out of the subway, passing by. This is a perfect entertainment for the mind.
Why?
Mind likes this. The mind likes the forms which are moving. Then it can wander from one to another, no? This is why people are captivated by TV.
Wow.
Moving form is tremendous obstacle for the mind. The mind will be just, oh. You know? Like they are watching this ball, you know, for soccer.
Yeah.
How much is time? 1 hour, 30 minutes, you know? This game, 1 hour 30, you are looking. Or tennis, tennis even.
Oh, tennis.
When I was young, I was looking tennis. I was very fond of tennis. You know, in France, we have also some very famous tennis.
Roger Federer.
Yeah, tennis competition. So I was always looking. Sometimes 2 hours in front of the TV. And if your mind is more trained, then you can look at ping pong. But that's more difficult. It's so fast. And mind becomes just, you know, swallowed.
Yeah.
Looking about. Two crazy people beating a strange yellow ball, you know, and your mind thinking, wow.
It's amazing.
That's really great. So this is, you understand. But when we find in ourselves in Union Square, it's very similar. So many people coming and passing. No? And if our mind is not focused, we will pass our entire day looking, oh, look at this young boy. Oh, this grandma is there. She's so weird. Yeah, and the people in New York, some of them are really weird. Static. So it's difficult not to look at them because there is so many weird cases, no? And they are doing this and that, and these gypsies. Well, gypsies are making so many stories every day, and this black gang backside also making their crazy things. And every day, from 2-3 crazy guys arriving. So the mind just becomes looking there and there, no? And holy name becomes in the background. We are singing holy name, but our mind is looking Maya. So this is not Krishna Kirtan. This is Maya Kirtan.
Oh.
Gaur Kirtan means we are singing the name of Krishna and we are absorbed in thinking about Krishna or Lord Gauranga. But if we are just looking material energy, thinking about material energy and chanting a holy name, this is called Pramada, inattentive chanting. What is the result of inattentive chanting, you know? Going into Haridasa
course,
it develops all material desires. Then what happens? Somebody thinks, what am I doing on this mat? I've been there for 1 year. Maybe I should do something else. No? Result of inattentive chanting. Yeah, and there is so many things in this world, how old I am, this, then mind starting to think. What I'm doing on this mind, no? Maybe. Actually, you're doing the Yuga Dharma. Means you're quite well seated in the good place, doing the good activity. But mind thinking, oh, maybe this is not best for me, you know. I'm feeling tired, losing enthusiasm. How is it possible? Something must be wrong in the environment. When we meet some problem, we think something must be wrong in the environment, no?
Yeah.
But actually we have to know something very important. Problem never is coming from the environment. Environment is perfect. Because Krishna said, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacha. This material energy is working under my direction. And Krishna is perfect. So environment is perfect. If we are here, this is because of our qualification. And this material energy is perfect for us right now. When we meet some difficulty, we think, this is enemy coming to disturb me. Actually, no, this is friend coming to help you. All the difficulties in this world They are not enemy, no? Ramana Maharaj said to Hiranyakashipu, my dear father, you're thinking your enemies are outside of yourself, while actually they are inside of your heart. There is no enemy outside. Outside is only help. Because this is Krishna, Maya Dakshina Prakriti. No? Maya Devi, she is not against us. Never ever. Sometimes we accuse, no? Maya Devi is against me, attacking me. That's not true. She's helping you. By testing you, by testing us, she's helping us, no? Test is necessary to progress. Examination is necessary to progress, no? When we go through the test, then we reach higher grade. So, the problem is coming from inside. Where is our consciousness, directed? So chanting means we have to chant attentively. Otherwise we're doing inattentive chanting and we won't get the benefit. We won't get the benefit of Nam Sankirtan. We get developing our material desires. So we have to be very careful what we are thinking when we are chanting, because also Harinam is a chintamani, wishful feeling. That means everything you're thinking when you are chanting, that you will obtain. If you're thinking about Krishna, you will attain Krishna. But if you're thinking about Maya, then Maya will come. Yes? Wishful feeling, desire tree. Jewel, wishful feeling, jewel. Chintamani. Chinta means whatever you're thinking, this jewel will give you. Whatever you're thinking. So we have to be very careful. Chanting means attentively chanting. Inattentive chanting is called pramana by Haridas Thakur, and this is the meaning of pramana is a craziness. That means this is not intelligent practice. Because you are calling someone but not paying attention to that person. This is not intelligent. Like if I call you, hey Prabhu, then you come and I just turn and do something else. You will think this person is strange. No? He has some unbalanced mind. Especially if I do this every 2 seconds. If I call your name, and you come and I turn and again I call your name. And you come in front of me and again I turn and I call your name. You would think, really, that person.
You do for 16
rounds. Yeah. 17,000 times every day. But Krishna is unlimitedly merciful. He's never discouraged. Maybe that time he's sincere. Krishna is unlimited. Karuna Sindhu, ocean of mercy. So he's compassionate and always trying to help us. And so we have to learn how to take shelter of the holy name. Then like Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, Jivana anitya janasa tate nana vida vipadva. You know this song?
Yeah.
Yeah, Udilo Haruna. Yeah, this is Udilo Haruna, Purava Bhavi. Amanijaya. This is Lord Chaitanya waking up in the morning and going through the villages of Navadvipa with all his, gathering all his associates, and they are going in Nagar Sankirtan, what we call nowadays doing Harinam. Traditionally in Bengal this is called Nagar Sankirtan. Nagar means the city. Going in through the streets, Nagar Sankirtan. So they are chanting, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is quoting Mahaprabhu, what he is saying. He's not only chanting holy name, he's also calling to the people. You know that song? What are you doing? Spending your night in sleep and your days in decorating your body. Why don't you worship the Lord of your heart? Then he said this, Jivana Anitya Jana Hasar. The essence of all knowledge is to understand that this life is a very short. Anitya. This is opposite of Nitya. Very temporary Anitya. Jivana means life. Jivana Anitya. Life is temporary. Jana Hasar. This is the essence of knowledge. Tatenada vida vipod bar. And moreover, it is not only it is very temporary, but it is full of suffering and miseries. Vipod means difficulties. Suffering, misery. Tate nana vida means various, how to say, a lot of variety. Nana means many, and vida means variety. Nana vida. Tate nana vida vipod bar, full of many, many, many different kinds of suffering. This is the essence of knowledge according to Mahaprabhu. Then what he said? Tate nana vida vipod bar. Nama ashraya kori jatane tumi. Therefore, O my dear brother, take shelter of the holy name with great care and attention. Nama ashraya. This is called. Ashraya means take shelter. Nama means the holy name of Krishna. Jataya, tumi. Tumi means you. Tumi. Ami, tumi. Bengali. You speak Bengali? No? Nama ashraya kari. Kari means
take shelter.
Do. This is the verb to do, but in this sense to take. Take shelter of the holy name of Krishna. Jatane tumi, with jatane, I don't know, I guess with great attention. Take shelter, my dear friend, because you are in dangerous situation. No?
Mm.
But we think, I'm okay. I'm okay, no? Nice hair, temperature is okay, belly is full, no? Nice.
He said, if you don't worship the darling of Yashoda now, great sorrow awaits you at death.
Yes. We are in dangerous position. You know? You know that story? There is one story I learned from a movie in France when I was young. Very interesting story. This is the story of two guys who are on top of a skyscraper. And the story of one guy who is on top of a skyscraper and he decides to jump. He's jumping from skyscraper. And while going down, at every floor he is thinking, up to here everything is alright. Up to here everything is alright. Up to here everything is alright. But the conclusion of the story is what is important is not, I don't know how to say this in English, is not the fall, it's the landing. What happening? Where is the landing? You know, that's important. But he thinks, up to here everything is okay. I'm okay, no? It's nice. I guess jumping from Empire State Building may be nice during 10, 15 seconds. Nice entertainment, you know. Flying.
Oh my God.
And feel nice. But what is important is the landing. If we don't think, that guy was not intelligent. He was thinking, let's have fun. Let's jump. And then he's thinking, oh, that's nice. Up to here, everything is good. have to hear everything is good. But what is important is the landing, not the fall, we will say in English.
Yeah.
Not the fall. It's the landing. So life is like this. What is the landing? This is death. Krishna says the only thing which is sure for someone who is born is death. This is in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, very beginning. All other things are not sure. Only this is, only certitude you can have in your life, you will die. Is it okay?
No problem.
You like it? So in order to take shelter, we have to understand our precarious condition and not think, I am okay. This is pride. Because of our pride, we're thinking, I am great, I have nothing to fear, no? I'm okay, no problem. Only one person has nothing to fear, that person who has already taken shelter in Krishna, and he becomes Abhay. But Abhay Charan, he is Abhay because he has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Without taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, we should be full of fear. Fear of this world, because we can be destroyed. Yeah. Dangerous. So we should take shelter of the Holy Name. You know, there is one book, this morning I was remembering this. This is called Kalyana Kalpataru, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. You know this book? Kalyana Kalpataru? This was the, how to say, there is one expression, this book you put next to your bed. How you call that?
What?
This book you always keep with you and put next to your bed when you're sleeping. You don't have expression in English to say this? I think so.
I think that's the expression.
You don't know? I read already in English, but I don't know the full translation in English. So this was the one of the favorite books of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He would always keep this book with him and read it every day. This is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If you want to understand our philosophy, so read the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the song book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because everything is there in essence. He has put the essence, mainly Sharanagati and this Kalyana Kalpataru. Then you can understand the essence of our philosophy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is awakening us to what is really important. And also the books of Narottama Thakur, these song books. By reading these books, you get everything of our Vaishnava philosophy. There is not one point of philosophy which is not in the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. If you have read the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you got all the philosophy, means essential philosophy. Of course, the detail of the creation of the universe is not explained in Bhaktivinoda Thakur songs, but the essence of philosophy is there. And it's very practical and appealing to everyone. May I share with you some of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's words? So here, this is the first song of Kalyana Kalpataru, after the introduction song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing. Please listen, oh my dear brother. This is purifying transcendental song coming from the heart of Bhaktivinoda. You know Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Who is Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
He's the seventh Goswami.
Yes?
And then the spiritual world, he is.
Kamala Manjari.
Kamala Manjari.
She who is like a lotus, He is a maidservant of Radharani. This means the maidservant of Radharani, they are the topmost souls that exist in the three worlds, no? The most elevated. They have the purest love, the highest intensity of love for Radha and Krishna. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's not a court magistrate and this. So when you hear Bhaktivinoda Thakur, don't think this is like this. No saintly court magistrate is speaking to me. No. This is a Kamala Manjari from Goloka, appeared in this form of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, now speaking to us, conditioned soul, to tell us what is true, in order to bring us back to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, there in Goloka. That's her main purpose. So Bhaktivinoda is saying, oh my heart, why do you worship something which is, that is worthless? For the soul, this world is made of material elements, this world of birth and death is worthless, like a pile of ashes. It is like a shoreless ocean of inauspiciousness. The pure soul is beyond the material elements, beyond Maya, untouched by matter, always auspicious, the abode of spiritual life. This is what you are. You are beyond the material element, beyond Maya, untouched by matter, and you are always auspicious, and you are an abode of spiritual love. Oh my brother, your true nature is pure and spiritual. You understand? You can hear Bhaktivinoda? He's speaking to our heart. No? Understand who you are. Why are you bewildered again and again by this material world? Just one, see that the soul is flooded with nectar. That is the right understanding. You are flooded with nectar, or supposed to be. Understanding that you are a pure soul, please take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and always stay in Vrindavan. For eternal time, stay among the gopi and happily serve the divine couple. I cannot see what will happen to the fools who turn away from the treasure that is the divine couple. He doesn't know, even he cannot even think what will happen to them. Then Bhaktivinoda continues, song number 2. Oh my heart, why do you play in the waves of material desire? Why are you playing in this wave? Turn from material desire. Try to fulfill spiritual desires. Enjoy spiritual pleasures. Means, don't play in these waves of material desires, but try to fulfill your real spiritual desires. Material desires will give you only temporary things. It will never let you be peaceful. It will never let you rest. Your search for material things will never be slackened.
Wow.
You desire many material things, but you will never attain them.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you do attain them, they will soon flee far away.
They will soon what?
Flee far away.
Flee.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
My dear brother, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking to you. You served material desire and it gave you nothing. It only made Bhaktivinoda's limbs burn with flames of suffering. Turn from desiring what is false, desire what is real. Worship the transcendental Cupid of Vrindavan, it is Krishna. Beautiful, unlimitedly beautiful person, boy. Wounded by his flower arrows, you will manifest a different, eternal body, a body filled with spiritual love. No? Can you hear Bhaktivinoda? He's telling you who you are. You are not this. don't play with these things. These are not you. Turn from this. Desire what is real. Desire to attain Krishna. Desire to serve Krishna. Then you will manifest another body, eternal form, filled with the spiritual love. This is what you have to desire. But you know, Thakur is going on. Please listen carefully. Shunu, shunu. No? Shunu, shunu. Oh, my heart. And he's speaking, oh, my heart, you know. That means he's speaking to his own heart, at the same time speaking to our hearts. You are very suspicious. You came to this world of birth and death. You were imprisoned in this world of matter. Now you are attached to dull material things. Forgetting your true home, you served material desire. You see nothing but matter. Your true identity is covered, almost lost, hidden inside your body. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is digging inside our ego. You always think of material things. Your actions are all material. To whom will I tell my suffering? Turning away from your eternal master, you take shelter of something worthless and pathetic. You don't see the truth of the soul. You have turned from the pure truth. You are not interested in the soul. More and more, you like to doubt, does the soul exist or not? In this way, you gradually fell in the illusions of matter. You became different from what you really are. Please take my advice. Don't be a thief who robs the soul. Associate with the Lord's devotees. By the power of the mercy of the Vaishnava, you will conquer all doubts. Your soul will be yours again. You will go to the world of Vrindavan, tears in your eyes, and the hairs on your body erect with joy. You will serve Sisi Radha and Krishna.
Which bhajan is this one?
Kalina Kalpataru. This is where in the beginning. Sisi Radha and Krishna's graceful feet are the greatest treasure carefully kept by Bhaktivinoda. That treasure I will always love. You understand? Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Focus, don't be captivated by this material world. Take shelter of the Holy Name. Take shelter of Krishna. No? What is most important verse of Bhagavad Gita? And?
Manmana bhavati.
What is meaning of manmana?
Always think about me.
Think about me.
Never forget.
This is Krishna's instruction. Always think about me. So we have to think, we have to absorb ourselves. Our process, our spiritual practice means we have to enter into absorption. If we don't, then we will get nothing. Holy name, chanting the holy names means at one point in our life we have to become absorbed. No? Otherwise we remain on the surface of the ocean. And like Shivaram Maharaj said, on the surface of the ocean you may collect some fish, but the jewels that
deep down.
You may collect some dead fish floating on the surface. But that's not what you're supposed to get. So you have to go deep. And to go deep means we have to become absorbed.
Hey.
No? So when we are chanting, either our japa or in the kirtan, we should think, oh, now is the time to become absorbed, not to be spaced out. Otherwise, we just lose our day. And our benefit of Nam Sankirtan will be that our material desire will grow. And one day we will think, maybe there is something better to do. I tell you, sadly, many devotees leave Mahaprabhu's movement after many years. The average age is 5 years.
Oh my God.
After 5 years, many people go. Some people will remain. I have seen some people going after 10 years, 20 years. Then they go away. Why? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta would say, because they were not practicing properly. They were not chanting properly. So they don't get the realization. They don't go deep into the chanting, so they don't find the jewel. They don't get the vijnana, realization. So after some time they're thinking, I've been chanting 10 years. Nothing really happened, nothing really changed. So maybe this is not working. Actually it's working, but they were not practicing. Because they never decided, okay, now let's finish with this distraction. Let me try to enter into the real subject matter. Becoming absorbed in the Holy Name, taking shelter of the Holy Name. No? Nama Shroya Kori, Tatane Tumi, with great attention. One more? Oh my brother, why are you so pleased by the beauty of your material body? This body is not eternal. It will not stay beautiful forever. When Yamaraj comes, nothing will remain. The limbs will grow cold, the eyes will be still, then the flames of the funeral pyre will turn them into ashes. Again and again you gaze at your beauty in the mirror. But where will you keep all your favorite clothes and ornaments when the dogs and jackals eat your body?
Oh my God!
This is Bhaktivinoda. Such sweetness. No? After burning your body at the cremation ground, your wife, children, friends, and kinsmen will all return to their homes. With whom have you a lasting relationship?
Oh.
Who has a lasting relationship with you? Please understand this. The destruction of your body is inevitable.
Oh my God.
Oh my heart, if you wish to find the treasure that is eternal, then please chant Lord Krishna's glories. Always chant Lord Krishna's holy name. Turn away from the fallacities of the material logic and worship Lord Krishna, who is Bhaktivinoda's shelter.
So what? Repeat the last line again.
Hmm?
Repeat the last line.
Turn away from the fallacities that are material logic and worship Lord Krishna, who is Bhaktivinoda's shelter. Vinodero ashraya tahar. Like Bhaktivinoda ashraya. Same thing. Oh my heart, your patience for wealth is foolish. Wealth and servants only follow the body. When the body goes, all your wealth will turn into ashes. Even the most learned physician cannot protect the body. When the breath leaves, the body is breathless. The soul will not stay in that empty shell. If wealth gave eternal life, then wealthy kings would never die. Ravanso, he had come become immortal, thought he had become immortal. At the end, wealth will not save the body. When death comes, no one can stop it. Therefore, what is the use of your wealth? If you had great wealth, if you have great wealth, don't keep it. Use it to help the Vaishnavas. Be kind to everyone always, and always worship Sri Radha and Krishna. There was one nice also. I don't know if I can find it again. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is reaching our heart, no? Telling to us, this is not the true life. You have to go deeper and take shelter. We are Harinam Ashram, so we are actually the ashram where we have to learn how to take shelter of the holiness. When we go in Union Square, this is Union Square, not Maya Square. This is Union Square. Union means we have to be connected with Krishna. Tesham satata yuktanam. Yuktanam is union. Yukta or yoga. Union Square means this is the square for yoga. Yoga means we have to connect with Krishna within our heart. The holy name is there. We should dive into the sound and understand this sound is Krishna himself. And during these hours we should really take advantage of that unlimited good fortune we have to be there and not space out. Looking here and there on nice summer in New York. So many things happening. This man from China, this one from South America, this African one, and this and that. And the gypsies again making some crazy things. Then holy name entering through one ear, coming out through the other. Not reaching the heart. But we have to, if we do this, then this Union Square and Nam Sankirtan 6 hours will be like 5 minutes.
Wow.
I heard from Madhava. You know Madhava?
Yeah.
Once he was in Germany for Kirtan Mela, and before singing he said, during 1 year I had to make the night shift in Vrindavan. From midnight, or 10 o'clock I think, to 4 o'clock. Or midnight to 4 o'clock. This is like, let's say, 10 to 4.
6 hours.
6 hours, Kirtan. And he said that, I soon realized that if I don't focus, these 6 hours, they were seeming like eternity. I would look at the clock and the needle would not move. It looked like eternity. But if I would focus, then this 6 hours would be like 5 minutes. This is the secret actually of doing long Harinam. 6 hours, if we are not focused, is very long. But if you focus, 6 hours or 8 hours, it's not long, because every second is Pratipadam Purnavrita Asvadam. Every second means every step, means every name you're chanting, you're experiencing Purnamrita, nectar. So you don't see the time going. When experience is nice, time goes fast. No? When experience is painful, time goes slow. Because time is subjective. Time is not something scientific, this is subjective. You know, waiting for the bus or the subway times, every second is looking like 12 years or 12 years or more. You know? Yugaitam nimisha. So, and for the, when the gopi danced with Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan, that night lasted for one entire night, day of Brahma.
4 billion.
Yes, but it seems to them it was lasting only 5 minutes.
What?
That was their impression. Because when experience is nectarian, then you don't see the time passing. So there is opportunity, great opportunity to be in the kirtan every day. If we can really enter, then we will be carried by the waves of this is. Anandam Buddhi Varanam. These waves are increasing the bliss. Pratipadam Purnamrita Asvadam. Sarvatma?
Snapanam.
So, Snapanam means, you know what is meaning of Snapanam? bathing means diving. If we dive into that sound, then we will have that experience. But if we float on the surface, then we don't. We collect fish. They taste less, you know, ugly taste. And many shark are here on the surface also.
Oh my God.
So we see all these things in the, I'm trying to be practical, you know, this is our daily service. So our daily service we should always try to improve. Otherwise life will be difficult, spiritual life. What I am doing every day, like if I'm distributing books, I must meditate how I can go deeper and I can progress into that service. Otherwise I will become bored at some point. You know? But if you're trying always to go deeper and distributing books 6 hours a day, because the book distributor they also do 6 hours a day. Some do 8 hours, some do 10 hours. I know some devotees. Shyam Bihari in Hungary, when this is marathon, he's coming back to the temple at 10 o'clock at night.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, leaving at 9 in the morning, coming back at 10.
Wow.
With a smile. With a smile, because he cannot stop. Hmm? See, because he's absorbed into doing this thing. Then when you absorb into chanting, what happens? You meet Krishna inside, the holy name. You experience Krishna. Yeah. Every one of us has some experience while chanting the holy name. The other day this, you know this devotee, Chinese devotee or Japanese, who is coming quite every day?
Jeremy.
He came to me at the end of the kirtan and he told me, Prabhu, I was crying during the kirtan. That was my first time. It never happened to me. I was crying and crying and crying. I told him, yes, that means you are doing good. This is normal symptom. It should be always like this, actually. And he realized, oh, yes. He wanted to continue that kirtan. This should be what happened, because he realized Krishna came, Krishna was there, and you know, if someone is crying, that means something happens, heart transformation. Heart becomes melted by the power of the Holy Name. Heart melt. Float. You know, by the power of the name, stone can float. Lord Ramachandra demonstrated this. They wrote the name Ram on the stone. They threw the stone in the ocean, stone were floating. So even that means by the power of holy name, even stone like heart can float in the kirtan. In the ocean of kirtan. Yes. If you write the name on that stone. Okay, I may have a stone instead of a heart, but if I put the name Ram on that stone, then it will float. But we have to write it on the heart, no? Really write it, Ram. When we're chanting Hare Krishna, we should be really chanting and calling, taking center means calling out. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Preme Dhako Chaitanya Nitai. You remember what is meaning of Dhako?
Look for Prem Dhako.
We say every day, Preme Dhako Chaitanya Nitai. What is meaning? Meaning is dive into that plate of prasad. No, this is not the meaning. This is, I was thinking, this is the meaning. Meaning is call out with all your heart for the shelter in love, for the mercy of Guru Nitai. So dako means we have to call out. Call out means we are in distressful situation, we're calling for help. No? Please come and help me. When you call Krishna, Krishna comes. This is the experience. And then holy name, you will be just transported. I'm sure every one of us has experienced sometimes some kirtan will last, 1 hour will just be like 5 minutes because we become absorbed. So why not to do this every time? This requires good attitude, good consciousness. But it's possible. This is what Harinam Ashram. Ashram means a place where we practice spiritual activities. And this is also connected to ashraya. Ashrama, ashraya. This is a shelter when we can take shelter from this material energy and practice spiritual activities. So when we are in the Harinam Ashram, we should take shelter of the Harinam, the name of Krishna. This is the supreme shelter, name of Krishna. No? Isn't it? Supreme shelter, name of Krishna. Or this is the name of Radha. Supreme shelter is the name of Radha. Right? Because even Krishna is changing the name of Radha. Some other will say no. Even Radhani is chanting the name of Krishna. So both their names are supreme shelter. We should take shelter of their name. And really, then our kirtan will become tremendous, like Prabhu is saying every day, no? Experience will become tremendous, not only for us, but for the others also. Because if we chant in really taking shelter of the holy name, then our kirtan will be really powerful, I mean on the spiritual level. And the people, they will get more benefited. Yeah? That's what Prabhupada did. He was alone, you know, started singing, but his chanting was so deep that it entered into the heart of everyone. We should wonder. We are chanting like every day, like Prabhupada was doing, but he, within few months, gathered a full team of devotees. Devotees are not coming to join us, because his chanting was so deep that when they heard that chanting, they just decided, oh, I want to do this all my life. No? This is what the realization was. Yeah, I have to embrace this thing. People, they see us, they appreciate us, but who is coming to embrace? Here, no? Some few here and there, but Prabhupada gathered so much in such a short time, no? Because his chanting was really deep, so reaching to the soul. And when the soul becomes touched, one realizes, hey, what am I doing? I'm losing my time with this material energy, no? Everything will be destroyed from here, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Let me take the real treasure. Okay? So, Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. And we will get what?
Krishna.
Krishna Prema. From this chanting we can attain pure love for Krishna. Ultimate goal of life, which is Krishna Prema. We say every morning, no? When we say also every morning, inattention is also. How you say this in English?
It's also an offense to be inattentive
while chanting. Pramara, this is. Everyone who claims to be a Vaishnava
must carefully guard against
his offenses in order to achieve
the desired success, which is Krishna.
Krishna Prem. That means if we're doing it really carefully, because from Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that inattention is the root of all other offenses. When we are inattentive, then all other offenses will develop. But if we are attentive, they will not happen. So we can just focus on attention. And when our kirtan becomes attentive and with a deep faith, this is called Shraddha Namabhas. When our chanting is attentive and with a deep faith, that chanting will give us realization within the heart. And the whole Sambandha Gyan, means the whole knowledge we have heard from the Vaishnava, will become realized within the heart. It will come to life. And we will now see it and live it. This is Haridas Thakur's statement in Harinam Chintam. By Shraddha Nama Vas. Means very profound attention and deep faith.
And if one keeps chanting on this level, does it come to Sudanam?
Yes, it will attain Sudanam. Keep chanting through this level, that will lead him through Anartha and everything, then he will attain Sudanam. But Sudanam, he must get some mercy, not only by his own chanting he can get. He must receive the mercy of the Vaishnava. Sudanam is coming from mercy, not from practice. Yeah, not from self and devil. But this is our basis. We have to chant with a profound attention and deep faith. This is called Shraddha Namabhas. And only this singing will bring us to the real Nam, name chanting, Sudanam. Otherwise, this is Namaparat. And Namaparat will not lead us toward the real goal of life.
Is the Kirtan leader responsible for other chanters being inattentive?
No. We can never accuse someone else. We are responsible for our own problem. If the kirtan leader is absorbed, then he will take the other in his absorption. But still, with the kirtan leader absorbed, some people manage to space out. If they are really spaced out. Yes. So many people met Prabhupada and they went to Prabhupada's kirtan, but they didn't experience transcendental bliss. Whoever got a drop of Nam, a transcendental bliss, which is in the holy name, will never go away.
No way.
It will always remain. And he will never stop chanting. Because this is unlimited experience. So he knows, oh, when you got a drop of that, then you will only run after this your entire life. You will not be able to, except if you commit some offenses. Because if you commit some offenses, your remembrance of that experience will vanish. And because offenses is like closing the door of the mercy. So you may try again and again and again, but you will never again come to that experience. But if we are not making offenses, mainly to the Vaishnavas, that experience will come. So it is helpful. Who is chanting, this is helpful, but it's not all in all. One who is absorbed can be absorbed even if some person not absorbed is singing, because he is absorbed when he is singing. This is, but there is also congregational benefit, of course. When we are all together, if 10 devotees are chanting with absorption, then yes. It's very easy to become absorbed. My experience when I went to the Kirtan Mela in Mayapur 2013 was tremendous, because there 2,000 devotees, maybe 3,000, were chanting in the Panchatattva temple room, going up to Radha Madhava temple room, also was full. And along with this, there was also very advanced Vaishnava there. So many Maharaj were there. Sachinanda Maharaj was there, Lokanath Maharaj was there, Bibi Govinda Maharaj was there. So many Maharaj. So in that atmosphere, as soon as I entered the temple room and I heard that the vibration of holy name, my mind became cold.
Oh, wow.
And powerfully cold, that I was just like uplifted. And then I start entering and went to see the deities, then I came back into the kirtan, and my mind never came out from the sound of the holy name during hours and hours. There was only one thing in my head, which was the holy name. I didn't enter with a special consciousness, but because the consciousness of so many devotees chanting with absorption in front of Panchatattva, means unlimited mercy, with the presence of very pure Vaishnavas, the chanting was very powerful, and it just captured my mind. And I could remain into this experience during many hours. And it would be like that every day. So yes, it helps, but that's not all in all. We must be able to get the same absorption while chanting alone with our japa.
Yeah.
This is the real barometer to know where we are when we're chanting alone with our japa. When we will be able to be fully absorbed when chanting alone with our japa, that will be nice. 16 rounds. In one time, in one
sitting.
One sitting, without thinking about nothing else than holy name. This is chanting. Like 5 minutes. 16 rounds will look to you like 5 minutes. If we chant nicely. I have to finish because time is... I can tell you personally, but I don't want to keep it. Jai Shri Shri Gauri Thakur.
Jai Shri Gauri Thakur.